Okay. So you doubt him at base the two dots. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha la Mekidma Parsha Shema. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha's version of the story, as it were, was that there was Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, then there's Kabbalah Sol Mitzos, and then there's Vayomer, which is Eino Noe Gila Bayom. So Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer Bidin, right? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is a Tana, he doesn't know Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Nichol, nor vice versa. Bidin who sheyaktim shema levayayim shemoa shezeh lilmod vizeh lilamed vayayim shema levayomer shezeh lilmod vizeh lasa. So before we interrogate the veracity of this statement, so let's think about the logic of this statement. So does it make sense that lilmod would come before lilamed?
Prime? Learn before you teach.
Right. So Rashi puts it in the other direction. Rashi says, you know, it's in the F stream. Lo lama tchila. Hey, chilamid es banav, right? You're going to teach somebody to do something you don't know. You don't know how to play the violin. How are you going to teach the violin? So there's an adage in medical school. My father told me, you have to see one, then you do one, then you teach one. Okay, so you have to, like, you know, teach. So you know, you at least have to have learned it once. So that's inherently logical. So there's knowing it, and then there's teaching it, and teaching it would be before doing it. So that part of it is a little funny, right? You could say learning has to come first, right? Talmud maybe the Deimasa. But the idea that Vayomer should be after Vihayim Shamoa, even according to logic here, is not obvious, right? Maybe you should say, see one, do one, then teach one, right? So it's a machlokas, you know, between Rashbi and the medical schools, I guess. So what's going on here? So Atu Shema, the Gemara says, Lomod Izbe, Lamid Vlasos Leisbe Vaksiv, Vishinantim. That's teaching, right? That you have to teach your children to master Torah. Ukshartem, uksavtem, right? Visu, vayayim shamoa, the lamed hu de isbei, right? Limatem osam is benechal adabir bam, right? Igrunu banaychu Torah keichid ligrasu behu. Lasos leisbe vaksi, ukshartem, uksavtem. Alhochi kaamar, bedinu shetakadem shmal vayayim shamoa, sheze lilmod ulamed ula asos. Hayayim shamoa vayomer sheze yeshba. The lamed villa asos vayomer ein ba ella la asos bilvad. There's nothing there that relates to learning or teaching. So why did Rashbi need to be so fancy that he owed his own drasha? Chada veod kamer chada kadesh shekabel level mocha shemayin tchila veachar kach shekabel level mitzvos veod mishum de isba hani milay achrenaisa. It has these other milim to it. In other words, that shema has lilmod, lilamed, lasos, vayayim shema only has lilamed lasos, vayomer only has lasos. So it seems like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, right, he's not turning his back on the idea that Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim actually is tchila. Now that's very important because that means that there's nobody who's cholik on the idea of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim being the intrinsic and fundamental part of Kriyat Shema. But, you know, when you think about the Lashon of the Rambam, when the Rambam deviated from the standard version and didn't just say that Kriyat Shema, the first parsha goes first, and we know the Rambam thought the Seder is very important. Shalosh Parsha Yosei Lo'al Seder Zeh, so he pointed out, Yichudal, Ahavasal, V'talmudal, Shehu Ha'ikar Hagadol, Shakol Taloibo. Chimidumani, the Rambam had Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in mind. The Rambam talks about Talmud Torah in a lot of places. It's the only time he uses the expression Shehu Ha'ikar Hagadol Shakol Taloi Bo. So what did he have in mind? I think he had in mind that learning and teaching, right, triggers Asiya in a very powerful way. Ikar Hagadol Shakol Taloi Bo. So who does that sound like? To me, that sounds like his way of incorporating the idea of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai really held from Tarte. He held of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, Yichudo, Ve'avaso. We talked about for the Rambam, Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, Al Yedei Shevach, the Baruch Shem, Gavon Malchus Ol Yulam Va'ed. So it always seemed to me that the Rambam integrated Rashbi's approach into his designation of what made the first parasha special. Rav Moshe Yodei V'Kare Kriyat Shema V'Anach Tfilin. Vitzali v'hechi abirachi v'atanya ha'chofer kuch. Kuch is an above-ground burial. So they have them in Yerushalayim. I think somebody was telling me, you know, you can get buried in a kuch. Okay? lames bekever pater mikriyat shmei netila min netila mikol mitzvah samburas v'torah. Higiyas man kriyat shema ola v'notal yadav ume niach tefillin. You put on the tefillin first, and then in kari kriyat shema yispal. So gufa kasher beishem our pater v'seva chayev. Hol kasher seva betrei yishem bechad. So that's if you have two people there to help out with the burial. So mikol makom kasher l'rav. It should be a kasher and rav, right? Because again, according to Rav, the way that Rav did it was he said kriyat shema, then he put on tefillin. So we say, Rav Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Sevir Elu Damar O Malchu Shemayim Tchila V'Yachar Kach O Mitzvah. So first you Mekav O Malchu Shemayim, then you do the mitzvah of Tefillin, you know, like energized by the fact that you're just Mekav O Malchu Shemayim. So the Gemara says that's preposterous. Eimer Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha La'akdim Kriya L'Kriya. And that's only in terms of the Seder HaParishos. But Kriya L'Asiyah Mishamisle. On the contrary, right, to do, you know, Kriyat Shema without your Tefillin on, we'll see is, you know, undermines your Kriyat Shema per se. You remember this from Yidal from the base of the Kame the Rav, Umakdim, Mashiyadim, Varach, Masalan, Pirkan, Umanach, Tfilin, Vahadar Kari Kriyachma. So you actually put on Tfilin before saying Kriyachma. Vahisemid Lomatisman Kriyachma, if you'll tell me, right, that this is only during a time when the Kriyachma hadn't come yet, Im Kane, Mai Asadite. So then what was the, you know, Edis all about, Rav Chiya Barashi? So we say lafuki mandam or the Mishnah in Tzarech Chavarich takes us back to Sugya and Aleph. Kamash Mlan the Afla Mishnah Nami Tzarech Chavarich Mikol Makom Kashya LeRav. Nonetheless, difficulty for Rav, how it could have ever been that he said Kriyat Shema without his tefillin Shlucha Hu Da'avis. The famous answer of the Gemara that his shaliach came late with his tefillin. You know, he can never really rely fully on a shaliach. Amar Ula Kolakori Kriyat Shema below tefillin. This is the continuation. The sugya kilu meyide the sheker be'atzmo, right? Because you say twice in the parshas of Shema, right? K'sharten lo sayadecha ayuto tavos benecha, or v'samta misdvarila al vavchem v'al afshchem ukshatem v'sam lo sayidchem ayuto tavos benelichem. It's like eidu sheker undermines your kabbalah sol mitzvos. I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. I'm Yochanan kilu hikriv ola below mincha v'zevach below nisachem. So again, it's an expression because, you know, every ola comes with the carbon mincha, zevach below nesachim. So you have the main thing, but you don't have, you know, the part that would have really enhanced it. Just one more line, then we'll circle back to Tosos. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, harotza shekabel of oma chushamayim shlema yifane. Right, then the Keva of Rashi says, v'yitol yadav, v'yaniach tfilin, v'yikra kriyachma v'yispalel, zohi Malchus Shemayim Shlema. One of the most famous lines of the Gemara Brachos. The Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim Shlema isn't just Kriyat Shema, it's Kriyat Shema enhanced by Tefillin, and it's followed up by Tefila. So again, this is now presenting Avi Smichas Gula L'Tefila as an enhanced version of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. Remember that Pasuk, Yiroachim Shamesh Vimnei Yareach Dardarim, Drashi says about the Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, but we thought in the Gemara it sounded like Tefila, so it could really be both of them. Tefillah is Amida Bifnei HaMelech, so the ultimate Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim is Hanachas Tefillin, Kriyat Shema, Tefillah. And I'll tell you something interesting about that, right? That's why probably the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about a Karkafta L'mancha B'Tefillin to be Poshe Yisrael B'Gufan, right? The Gemara says that's a mitzvah saseh, but it's worse than just a mitzvah saseh. A person who hasn't put on Tefillin Shel Rosh, it's like the Gemara says, that's not a good thing. It means a person's going to the wrong place because it undermines your Kabbalah Smalchus Shemayim. And Rashi says here, Kilu Hikriv Ola Below Mincha, in terms of a person who forgets his tefillin, Eino Gomer Es HaMitzvah. Afa Korev Eino Mikayim Eino Gomer Es HaMitzvah. It sounds like it's not that the chisaron was mitzad tefillin. The chisaron ilan is mitzad kriyashma. Eino gomer es ha-mitzvah. So let's talk a little bit about Tosfos. So Tosfos says, U'manach tefillin u'matzle. Mihasa mashra shemotel aniach tefillin ben ge'ula l'tefila. It sounds that way, right? You say kriyashma, then he put on tefillin, then he daven. Right, so until we reversed it, until, you know, shlucho da'avis, v'chein v'talas meniach adam tefila, taliso ben ge'ula l'tefila. V'chein matzim nesher Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, shalach achar taliso v'shah shaliach v'kvar kara kriyat shema berchoseha v'nisatev b'taliso, right, tefila la'ani kiyatov is a din of talus for tefila v'nisatev b'taliso v'gamer shmon esrei Vevi raya mehacha mehayi derav, that you can interrupt in a nonverbal way, bein gula l'tfila, to be meniach tfilin, or to be misate v'talas. Mikol makom yesh l'chalek bin tfilin l'talas. The ika kriyat shema u'tfila shaycha b'tfilin, gamer mesumach ki'ilu meyirei d'sheker ba'atzmo perosh ba'adon shachiva shukore v'ayu totafos b'edinachla osa yadacha v'ayin. And they're nowhere to be found. Tefila nami kida amran kari kriyat shema u'mispal ozoi malchus shemayim. Aval tzitzis, she'enu alachuvas talis, im yeshu talis chayiv, imein lo pater, mitzitzis, yachol ikra kriyat shema v'lo tzitzis, v'adai dehevi efsaka. It's interesting, they're saying maybe tzitzis really is a hefsik bein gula tefila, because after all, tzitzis isn't really a chovas hagavra. The Rambam says it's a good thing to do. But basically, there are three shitos when it comes to the mitzvah tzitzis. One guy says it's a pure chovas habeged, right? That you have a four-quartered garment in your closet, you have to put tzitzis on them. That's an extreme shita. There are some Rishonim who pass in that way, the Ravan hold that way. Then there's another shita, an extreme shita, which is a pure chovas hagavra. All the time you have to have tzitzis. So the Rambam says that's the minog, that's the kiyum. But the chiyum is what we call a chovas hagavra, sheyesh lo beged dalad kanfos. It's somewhere in between. That if I want to wear a beged dalad kanfos, I have to string him with tzitzis. If I don't want to wear a beged dalad kanfos, I don't need tzitzis. And if the beged dalad kanfos is sitting in the closet, it doesn't need tzitzis either. So Tosfos is saying it's not so essential to be wearing tzitzis. It's not. There's no chuvas agavra like there is by tefillin. And not just that tefillin is a chuvas agavra every single day, but tefillin is intrinsic to the world of kriyat shema and tefillah. They're all part of the same rubric of Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim. So Tosfos now is open to the tzad that maybe that's a hefsek or a Moshe Mikutzi. In other words, the smag. Very good. Okay, very good. So, you know, you could just make the bracha later, and it's not necessarily a raya. Mikol mitzvah samburos batorah. Vim tamer v'chi kriyatra lohava b'chal mitzvah samburos batorah. So, again, you know, why do you have to specify kriyatra? Yishlomar di lohad tani behedya kriyatra. Havina the dafka hani the leislo kviya zman aval kriyat shema de kviyul uzman lo hovil uzman over kamash mulan that kriyat shema which has a very definite time b'shach b'chov kumecha till shalosh shows according to the Rambam that anything past the vasikin is really a din b'diavad so you would think that you're chayiv in that and there's not going to be any din of osek mitzvah pater min hamitzvah. Yenison, go ahead.
Is this matter from the place that osek says midiraisel?
That what?
Well,
for sure. But that's the standard assumption in the Masechta. Shmuel appears to be a Das Yachid. We've explained Shmuel in a number of different ways. Rabbeinu Yonah says Shmuel wasn't saying the Kriyat Shema is a Derabbanan. He's saying the second parsha is a Derabbanan. He gave the Rav's explanation that it could be a Derabbanan in terms of you being Mekayim Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim in some other way. Which Tosfos? Tosfos isn't passing like Shmuel. Tosfos assumes that it's Kriyat Shema is a standard in the Raisa.
Soto says that it's a major dog to say it's an asmach, though.
And they also bring.
Go ahead, Ephraim.
Oh, I was going to ask. Originally on Yud Aleph, this is a little unrelated to Tosfos. On Yud Aleph, we were wondering about how the version of the Brisa there says that Rav would teach Sifra, right? You know, and but they bring it as proof to say that you can learn Talmud, not Medrash. And here we bring it as proof to say you can learn Mishnah.
I remember the years of the Rif, but back to Medrash, yeah.
Right, so, like, where are we going for Mishnah?
Could just be that in general, that what we mean here is that against the Shitos that say it's more limited, that here we really mean, you know, but right, it's hard to say that it would be specific to Mishnah, be equally difficult with a simple reading of the Gemara Yud Aleph. Yeah. Okay. I'm Rav Chiya bar Avraham Yochanan, called Nifna Vyoto Yoda Viminiach Tu, and the Kari Kriyat Shem is Palo. Malav akasev kilu bana mizbeach veker v'lav karban dechsev erchatz v'nechion kapai v'asovas mizbechecha Hashem. Amalei Rava lo sever lamar ki ilu taval dechsev erchatz v'nechion v'loksev erchitz kapai. It doesn't say that it's your hands, but it's even more. It's like a tefillah. So Amalei Ravina LaRava Chazi Mar Haitzurim Mirabanim Daasim Yarava VaAmar Mi She'en LoMayim Lirchotz Yadav Mekaneach Yadav BeAfar Srar VeKismis. Wipe his hands off on something that could take off any of the dirt. But generally speaking, we do pasuk this way, as you see. So Amalei Shapir Kamar Miksiv Erchatz BeMayim BeNikayon Ksiv. Anything which can cleanse the hands. The other Rav Chista, liet, he would curse. Aman de mahader amaya bidan slusa, v'hani mile the kriyatma. By the way, we do paskin that way. That bisman kriyatma, a person shouldn't go looking for water to clean their hands. Aval tefila mahader, v'ad kamad parsa. Parsa is for meal. V'hani mile the kame. That's only if you're heading that direction. Aval achore, afilu meal, 18 minutes or so. Okay. Meal hudeno choser pachos meal choser. Okay, very good. So you have to backtrack at least 18 minutes. So we make a chiluk in terms of kriyat shema and tefila, the significance of water. Again, so if you don't have water, there are other ways of cleaning your hands. When it comes to kriyat shema, we hold like Rav Chista that a person should not risk missing the zman kriyat shema for purposes of searching after the water. So Tosfos says something really interesting. A very fascinating comment of Rabbi Akiva Eggers. Tosfos says, Rav Chista was lying among the Mahadar Amaya Be'idan Kriyat Shema. Yesh Svarim Degar Siani Mila the Kriyat Shema. Like what we had about Latvila Lo, the Ka'amar Rish Lakish, the Gabel Latvila Dalad Minim, Vinir the Logar Sinan Lay, who had in the Initzlusa Nami, Vitam Shal Yavar Zaman Tvila, the Maishna Kriyat Shema Mitvila. This is, you know, he doesn't necessarily buy the distinction, Tosfos. Because just like there's a zman for kriyat shema, there's a zman for tefila. Why should a person risk missing the zman tefila? Granted, the zman tefila is the rabbanim. The gam yishakam and perak misha meso, but lo al nitilusa k'der Rav Chista. This is in the sugya of the Baal Keri, Takana Sesra. Delayed aman de mahader amaya beidan tzlusa. Umidelo hiskir sham kriyat shema. Doesn't say that it's the issue of kriyat shema. Mashma de bechol enyan mutter. Right, that he was saying that you shouldn't be, you know, chasing down the water, even for purposes of tefila. The Rish Lakish, the Amr, the tefila, dalad minim, dalad milim, that you're for tefila, that you have to go at least for a meal, parsa, perish rashi, lispal, b'minyan. So Tosfos wants to take this in a totally different direction and say, Rav Chista, layit, isn't like the simple reading of our Gemara that we were mechalik between kriyat shema and tefila, but whether it's kriyat shema or whether it's tefila, one should not be going out of one's way for water. It's more important to be sensitive to zmanim. So what was this halacha? Tfila, mahadir, ad kama, ad parsa? So that's a halacha in tfila, b'tzibur. So one would have to travel, according to this Tosfos, 72
minutes.
Over an hour. Over an hour. What's that?
3.5 miles around.
To Davim Bitzibur. So again, this is a very important thing because, you know, it comes to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, based on the Rambam, Hilchos Tefila Perek Ches, the Rambam says a person should never daven v'yichidus kol zman, they can daven with the Tzibur. So the question is, like, how do I measure that? Right, so I'm in New Jersey, just making this up, but so when I was growing up, the lightest Maariv in town was 10 o'clock. Now they have very late Maarivs in Teaneck. But when I was growing up, the latest Maariv was 10 o'clock in Tina. So let's say it's 10:15. So do I have to drive to Brooklyn? In Brooklyn, I could probably find a 1 a.m. minyan.
And miss Chatzos.
So, right, so that's a complicating factor. Fair enough. Now let's say I could do it by Chatzos. So this Tosfos lays down the principle that it's K'day Dalad Milan, basically 72 minutes. So I know people who are machmir for this. Drive an hour. I would say it depends a little bit what else you're doing. Probably, you know, people ask this question. If it's going to cause an hour less Torah learning, I would say probably not. If it's going to cause an hour less NBA watching, I would say you probably do it. Yeah.
Is it sheer in time or distance?
It's really time. Time, because again, you know, the whole idea is k'day hiluch mil, or the time that it takes. So, you know, again, you know, the age of cars, you'd say, you know, I don't have to do anything.
Right, it's like 60 miles.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. So, so Rabbi Akiva Eger points something out, which I think is very fascinating. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, wait a minute, Take a look at the Rabbi Akiva Gur. He says, "Ayin Tosfos Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph could go in Rashbi." What's that? Right. Yeah. So Tosa says it's really interesting because if you look, it says, going back to that line, Tosa. So he says, "Laya demanda mahader amaya bidan slusa midelo hiskir sham kriyat shema mashma de bechol inyan mutar." It says, you know, Rav Chista was lying among the Mahadir Amaya Be'idan Slusa, and it didn't single out Kriyat Shema, so our assumption is that that applies to Kriyat Shema and to Tila. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, look in Tosos Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, Kigon Resh B. So in that Tosos, the short little Tosos, so if you look it up, that Tosos says, when the Gemara says Matzli, it means, by definition, Kriyat Shema. So that would be totally okay, this Tosos. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger is trying to point out. So this Tosos, what it says, if it just says Slusa without specifying in this context, what it means is Kriyat Shema Utfila. So that's Mefurish against Tosus in Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph. Because Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph assumes that Hainu Matzli, Hainu Kriyat Shema. So it is a way of specifying Kriyat Shema, so there'd be no Raya whatsoever, you know, from the Gemara that Tosus cited. So again, you have, it's not a problem to have machlokas between the Baalei Tosus, especially in different Masechtos, was something to be aware of. Okay. So let's just review what we said. So we talked about Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He's also of the view that Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim is defining element of Kriyat Shema, but he put it in the context of Vilmo Lami Lasos, and I gave you a theory of mine that the Rambam had that in mind when he said, Avasa Yichudo, which is Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, Vaikar Agadol Shakol Talo, seems to reference the Talmud Torah being able to trigger Maisa. So that was point number one. Then we talked about the interplay between Kriyat Shema in general and other mitzvos, in particular Tefillah and Tefillin, and we said they're part of a rubric called Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim Shlema. Avi, very strong Lashon and Rashi, that without the Tefillin, the Kriyat Shema is Eino Gomer HaMitzvah. It's not an eco of mitzvah Tefillin. It's that Kriyat Shema. Your Kriyat Shema is deficient. Baal HaTosfos asked a question. It said, once you put them as part of a rubric, so what would you say in terms of issues of hefzigs? Smichas Gulula Tefillah. So Tosfos was mechalik between Tefillin and Tzitzis. Tefillin is intrinsic, right? Tzitzis, you're not even fundamentally required to be wearing Tzitzis, you know, so that could be a hefsek. And on the other hand, the Smag came back and he said, no, I don't agree. He says, you shouldn't make the bracha, probably till later, but Tefillah Lani Kiyatov, in the Hashem Yishboch Sicho. We could also put on the talis if it comes up, right in between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. Good. Okay, so that's Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim Shlema. We dealt with the issue of Tefillah Ad Parsa, Mil La'achore. Tosfos is there that that's an issue of Tefillah B'tzibor, the simple reading Gemara is in terms of Netilah Sedayim. La'halacha, we say that for Tefillah we should have Taras Hayadayim. The Rambam Paskin said in Hilchos Tefillah Perik Dalad. But Kriyat Shema, we say you shouldn't go around looking for water because we're very sensitive to this man Midaraisa. So we are mechalik between Kriyat Shema, the Rambam is mechalik between Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. Tosfos were not mechalik. Rabbi Kiviger says you probably should be mechalik because Hainu Tzlusa, Hainu Kriyat Shema. So again, that would be more aligned with Shitas HaRambam.